If you're wondering what to cook for tomorrow, if you're sticking with the fish for a Good Friday, then stay tuned for our next item, because we've got Fintan Quinlan of Quinlan's Fish with us on the line to talk about ideal recipes. Fintan, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad. How busy are you at the moment?
Yeah, Jerry, it's great. It's one of the busiest weeks of the year, and just listening to you there, I'm the happiest stuck with the fish, because I wouldn't have made the hike for the Gardaí anyway.
So, too late for all of that now.
Yeah, it's busy. Look, we bought in this morning at 3 o'clock. So the fish was brought back to the factory, filleted, put on the vans, and it's around the shops to Kerry and beyond. No, so, you know, you can't get fresher than that. This time yesterday, the fish was probably swimming in the skelligs. We didn't know what was ahead of us, but that's the way it is, yeah.
That's the way it goes. Well, listen, look, yeah. It's down to, I suppose, what people are trying to do. Can you talk to me, first of all, about, I suppose, a couple of basic recipes for people who never cook fish and are a bit, you know, worried about it, if they want to do something tomorrow?
I guess the simplest one, Jerry, and probably one of the tastiest ones, is it's called Romana style. So basically, you can do it with any white fish, but it's particularly good with hake. So all you do is you ask any fishmonger you go to, ask them to skin and bone the fish and cut it into medallions, and then you beat 2 eggs, crush a bit of garlic into the egg, and you simply just dust your fish in a bit of flour, dip it in the egg, and you cook it about 2 or 3 minutes either side on a medium heat. And you can do that with any of the white fish, like the hake, haddock, cod, whiting, any of those is perfect for it, and it's very, very tasty. And it's bound to please all appetites.
Okay, very good. If you're doing something for kids?
That works ideal for kids, sure. Because it's skinless and boneless. So, you know, that's the biggest fear kids have, is to eat a bone.
Yeah.
And hake is a very, very mild fish. It's not at all fishy tasting, but it's very, very flavoursome. So that is probably the best one for kids.
Right, okay. Very important.
Yeah, an alternative would be to coat it with panko breadcrumbs. Either if you dip it in the egg first and then dip it in a panko breadcrumb, it gives it a lovely crunch, and you can make your own fish fingers at home with that.
Okay, brilliant stuff.
Yeah, another one then is fish in the oven. Very, very simple, Jerry. Perfect with any white fish again. Or you can do it also with salmon or sea bass. All you do is preheat your oven to maybe 180 degrees. Put your fish on a baking dish, cover it with a little bit of olive oil, squeeze the lemon juice, bit of crushed chilli, cover it with tin foil, 18 to 20 minutes in the oven at 180, and that's your meal. And you know, you can do that for one, or you can do it for 5 people, depending on how big your baking dish is and how much fish you buy, you know.
Yeah. Do you need to keep an eye on it while it's cooking, open and close, or do you just leave it there for that roughly that period, 16 to 18 minutes?
You'd be better off to leaving it closed, because the fish absorbs it, it cooks in its own juices. So, you know, if you're going to be opening and closing the door the whole time, you're kind of losing some of the flavour. So you're better off to, I'd say 20 minutes, you know, for a medium-sized piece of fish is more than enough. There's no point going too long with it, because you'll just create the fish and it takes the flavour away from it.
Yeah. I was going to ask you that. When do you know for sure, and this depends, I suppose, obviously if you're pan frying or you're grilling, or you're baking, when do you know for sure your fish is done?
Yeah, well, when it's not translucent on the inside, you just stick a knife through it, you know, and it should be the same colour through. You know, once it doesn't look raw in the middle.
Yeah, that's
the key thing. It would be a paler colour. Yes.
Okay, all right. We're getting lots of nominations in for our fish, Quinlan's Fish for Good Friday competition. A listener wants to nominate the staff in O'Mahony's Bakery in Boherbuy. Cakes and staff as pleasant as could be, especially Joanne and Claire, and other people getting in touch as well with those. That's our Quinlan's Fish competition. I'll let you know more details about that. You have until lunchtime today to get your nominations in, and you could be getting a fish and chips lunch for 10. We're on the line with Fintan Quinlan talking about recipes for tomorrow. Fintan, if you're looking to push the boat out, if you're looking to impress somebody and do a showstopper, what would you recommend?
Well, a simple one and a showstopper would be something like a stir fry, you know. And if you want to really push the boat out with a stir fry, you could use either monk or scallops or dingle bay prawns or something like that. So again, it's just a stir fry veg, marinate your fish or prawns or shellfish, whatever you're doing, in the soya sauce and into your wok, and you have it done in 5 minutes. And as I said, depending on what fish you want to use, it's up to yourself. You know, you can do a cheaper version, or if you want to push the boat, or as you say, go for the monk, go for the scallops, go for the good stuff, you know. Also, we have lobster available at the moment, which is always a good one. Simple to cook into boiling water for 15 minutes, roughly. And lobster is always an amazing thing to have on the table, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that would that is seriously impressive. So as simple as that, 15 minutes. Yeah. What do you do to it afterwards? Just have it plain, or can you add things to it?
Well, you can always grill it after, but I think it's beautiful just plain.
Okay.
So once it's cooked, you just take it out, let it cool down, and you just split it in the middle.
Split it down the middle with a knife. Put it on either side. Yeah.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. And if you want, after, you can always put it under the grill with a bit of garlic butter for a couple of minutes, just to, if you like, a bit of garlic toast, you know.
Okay.
Also, great this time of year is local Port McGee crab. The crab season has just started there in the last few weeks. So there's fresh Port McGee crab meat in the shops at the moment, and crab claws, and that's absolutely beautiful. And yeah, it's ready cooked. It's simple, you know.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant stuff. Sounds great. Sounds brilliant. Look, Fintan, you mentioned there there's monkfish available, there's lobster available at the moment. If you want to know what's fresh, what's in, you just need to go to your local shop and ask for advice.
Yeah. As I said, look, there was boats last night, so we have lovely mackerel in. There's hake, cod, black sole, haddock face. There's the full range there, you know. And if you want to take the easy option, then there's a lot of ready-made meals. There's seafood pies, chowders, prawn cocktails, salmon pate, fish cakes, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, we're checking
there's
out.
There's something for everyone.
Okay, brilliant. Well, listen, Fintan, I should say, thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning. Good luck with it. I know you're pretty busy, and thanks for going through those recipes for us.
Can I just say one thing, Jerry, before
you can? You can indeed.
I'd just like to say thanks very much to our customers over the years. Without our customers, we wouldn't be here, and also our staff. And finally, just for your listeners in Limerick, in West Limerick, we opened in Dunn Stores in Jetland recently, so if they want to call into Limerick, it might be easier than going down to the Kingdom.
Brilliant. Great stuff. Fintan, great stuff. Thanks a million for talking to us in the programme.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jerry.